All right, welcome back to the Beast Gang Podcast. And today we're going to take a look at Hellboy, which was first a comic book, and then there were two movies about maybe 15 years ago, I guess. Now there's a reimagining of Hellboy, who is essentially the spawn of Satan. This movie is not gotten a lot of good reviews, and this review will continue that trend. So it's directed by Neil Marshall, who has done mostly TV stuff. He has done The Descent, but for TV, Black Sails, Game of Thrones, Constantine, Hannibal, Westworld, those are good TV shows, but this movie, it's written by Andrew Cosby, and it's based on a Dark Horse comic book. It stars David Harbour, Mila Jovovich, and Ian McShane, and based on a graphic novel by Mike Mignola. Hellboy, caught between the worlds of the supernatural and human, battles an ancient sorceress bent on revenge. This movie starts off somewhat similar to Transformers The Last Knight. Understand Transformers The Last Knight, according to the Beast Game podcast, that is a pretty bad movie. So there's a witch named Nimue that wanted to destroy mankind. King Arthur, Merlin, and another witch kill her, cut her up into pieces, spread her body all around England. Then it shoots to a lucha wrestling scene where you're introduced to David Harbour as being Hellboy. And then somebody that he's fighting becomes possessed, winds up knowing the person that has been possessed. He's a little upset about that. And then he's summoned back to his headquarters. So if you think of like this, like Men in Black or RIPD, Hellboy works for the Bureau of Paranormal Research and Defense. He's essentially a hired gun for them that they send him out on missions to kill whatever evil pops up and arises. Ian McShane plays his father, technically. Hellboy is found while he is very young. Ian McShane adopts him. He's a demon, but he deserves to live. So he plays Professor Broom, who was played by John Hurt, I believe, in the first movie. So he plays Hellboy's father. He's talking about there's this reemergence of the person that was Nimue coming back, and he's trying to send him on a mission to figure out what's going on and eventually stop all of it. I need to go into why this movie is very bad. To explain this movie quickly, there's some backstabbing. Hellboy gets out of that backstab. Hey, we need to resurrect Nimue. Eventually, Hellboy gets a team together to do that. Those characters become important to him, at least in the story. And then there's a big fight with Nimue, extremely boring and long, and not a lot of action. And then the movie ends with the action scene, which was probably better than all the action in the movie. So, having said that, you have now seen Hellboy 2019. And I would say, go watch Hellboy 2004. With Hellboy 2004, Guillermo del Toro, very brilliant filmmaker. He's a very visionary film director. He has movies like Pan's Labyrinth, Pacific Rim, The Shape of Water, which is probably one of his best movies. I don't know how I forgot, but Blade 2. I love that movie. Blade 2 is great. Guillermo del Toro behind it. It's this very grand spectacle. The writing is okay in that movie. You have Ron Perlman playing Hellboy. You have Selma Blair in that movie, and also Doug Jones, who shows up in a lot of different stuff for Guillermo del Toro. Most notably, he was the monster in Shape of Water. That movie, again, brilliantly designed from an aesthetic standpoint, a action standpoint, pretty okay. And then the writing is above average. So you got a decent movie. And Hellboy, The Golden Army, I like that. Again, it's a very beautiful film, but it's not better than the first one. This movie, the writing is terrible. The writing is just very boring. And I think the only person in this movie that really seems to fit this movie is David Harbour. He is the only shining, if you can even shine anything with this movie, he's the only shining light to this movie that I can see him being the same level character that Ron Perlman was in the first movie. But the problem is that the writing is so underwhelming that it just does not fulfill anything. And then you have these very poorly shot action scenes. None of it really is interesting. And then you just have all these characters talking about, well, hey, I had beef with Hellboy, or no, Hellboy's real past. And that is the whole entire movie. That's almost 2 hours. And I'm like, yo. So I'm just sitting in there completely bored. And then I started thinking about Blade Trinity, that some of this started to remind me about Blade Trinity, because eventually, just like Blade Trinity, Hellboy gets two other people that help him that's a part of his team. And then I started thinking about some of the later Underworld movies. Again, it tries to do what the first movie did, which was, he's a very quick-witted character. He's very sarcastic about certain things, but it all becomes funny. So a lot of that is just Ron Perlman's attitude, but it was really Ron Perlman in that first movie that delivered that. And the problem, again, like I said, David Harbour is likely the best part about this movie. So David Harbour is a good actor. The writing in this movie just delivers it in this. It tries to be serious, tries not to be serious tone, and it doesn't work out well. So some characters are doing that, some characters aren't. Some characters are delivering as comedy, some other characters aren't. Ian McShane does somewhat of the John Wick style of how his character generally is. It is just this mishmash of boringness that I fell asleep two different times seeing this movie. Two different times. The first time was 30 minutes into it. And then the second time might have been an hour into it. So the first real action scene does not happen until about 30 minutes in. And it's not shot well. The geography of what's going on isn't shot well. It's confusing. And then it's just all these characters talking about how they have beef with Hellboy, or somehow they are important to his life. Mila Jovovich is pretty bad in this movie. She's really known for Resident Evil movies, so compare this movie to that. And then you have Daniel Day Kim in the movie, that he's a very good TV actor, but his skills are wasted. There's also an actress named Sasha Lane, which I've seen some of her movies, but she plays a character named Alice Monahan that, again, she has some connection to Hellboy, and then she's also a part of his team. It's really boring, and there's really no chemistry between them, the same way that Hellboy and Liz Sherman, who was played by Selma Blair in the first movie, have. So you just have like this movie that just keeps going and going and going and going and going and going. Not that interesting, and then keeps going and going and going and going, and lots of dialogue, keeps going and going and going. And then the climax of the movie is just so anticlimactic that it comes down to Hellboy having to choose between who he was destined to be versus the person that he's become. And I'm just like, we know how this movie's going to end. So don't even do this. They did it anyway. Movie ends. I'm like, yeah, this was pretty bad. So this is going to get a 3. And a lot of that is just for David Harbour. There's some shades of him being Ron Perlman. For the most part, this movie's garbage. And don't see this movie. Even if it comes to Netflix, you might want to avoid it. Watch the first movie. Watch The Golden Army. Hey, watch The Shape of Water. Guillermo del Toro is great. He's a brilliant director. And there's a reason why Hellboy languished for so long, that the last movie, I'm trying to think when The Golden Army came out, 2008, maybe? Almost 11 years for another movie to come out. Just because we had already seen a good enough version of Hellboy. This go-around is not good. I didn't even realize this movie's being made until I saw a trailer a couple months ago. I'm like, oh, this doesn't look good. And no one from the Beast Gang wanted to see this movie, which is why I'm reviewing this by myself. And again, that gets a 3. Don't see this. Oh, no. Beast Gang Podcast.